I love how they didn't compute QBR for the
Why the three interceptions? Did he break the model?
I don't know. They're probably just like...
Just like Jared Weaver did?
Yeah, they're probably just like, oh, no one cares. Grambling State fans aren't looking at this stuff. Oh, poor Grambling State fans.
Again? And again? And again, my friend. How are you? Dylan Quant, my old friend.
Yep, it was a nice drive out.
Yeah?
From Pomona today.
Yeah.
Claremont.
Yeah, no traffic. Yep.
No traffic, really.
Perfect.
Really cold day today, actually.
Oh, yeah, it was chilly. Yeah. I woke up this morning. It was like, there was a drizzle.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. I kind of liked it.
Yeah, I woke up very cold this morning.
Oh, still no sheets?
Still no sheets. Sleeping with a towel as a blanket. I also use as a towel. So, you know.
If anyone has any extra sheets, send them Dylan's way, because he is, he's bumming it right now.
Yep, you know. Victory lap, super senior. Like I'm just there. I'm a warm body.
You're the superest of seniors.
Yep.
Superest, is that a word? Superest.
It is now.
Goddamn right it is. You're goddamn right. Recording this 10 o'clock on a Tuesday.
Yep. Tuesday.
Great day. Great day. Tuesday. All of Dylan's classes at Pomona are on today. He just banged them out. Yeah. Now he's here.
I just showed up to all my classes. So that's all that I can ask of myself.
Showed up. We're all proud of him for showing up to class.
Seized it the grease, man.
Amen, brother.
Get the grease.
Like George W. said.
Yeah, dude.
Amen. Preach, baby. And so we're here to talk about... So last week we talked about the Cats, and we gave them... What did we say? 6-6? I want to change that, Dill.
6-6.
I think I'm going to change that prediction, because... Based off of our performance against Grambling State, if we get to 5 wins, I'm gonna be a happy camper. If we get to 5 wins,
yeah.
I'm gonna deem the season a success, because with the way we're looking right now,
no hope.
No, I've lost all. But maybe I'm just banking it on. Too much on one game, but that one game was to Grambling State at home, and we looked like Choya High out there, dude. Like,
hey man, win's a win.
It was so brutal. I had to write down all the things that okay. I hated.
Yep.
So I made a list. I wrote it on just kind of like a yellow notepad, one of these big yellow notepads. At the top of the yellow notepad is car names, because I recently just got a used car, I was kind of doing some research, and so it goes Honda Civic Accord CRV.
Those
are cars, you know.
Oh, two cars.
Yeah, Toyota.
I thought there was a Civic CRV like crossover. I was like, that's interesting, but I guess there's two different cars.
I got Toyota Camry, Corolla Highlander, so I got all these cars, and then I got a list. So I'm gonna go through this list. And then, Dylan, if you want to come in, comment on anything that I wrote that I say, please do. Mm-hmm. Argue with me, agree with me, mostly just agree with me. I want you to agree with me on everything.
Okay.
So the first thing, not really like a huge deal, but the attendance at the game was such a joke, and I think the attendance at U of A, it's always been bad because the students care more about drinking than they do about football, which is fair.
Yeah, they leave.
So they, and even if they, like, a lot of people show up, it's still, like, sparse on the corners. Like, kind of on, you know what I'm talking about, on the student section.
That's where we would sneak in.
Yeah, we would sneak in high school because it's fucking dead and no one's there.
Yep.
No students are there. So they need to just shrink the student section and just put, like, paying customers. Take them down from the rafters and put paying customers right in that section, because none of the students are there to watch football. They show up drunk, they drink while they're there, and then they leave it at halftime,
and they're done.
So, any U of A students listening, I dare you to disagree with me, because I think that whole thing was truthful.
Better.
Just be better.
Be better.
Not even be better, just shrink the student section. Like, student section.
Biggest student section in the Pac-12.
Biggest student section, but no one's fucking there.
Yep.
It's like... I know, like, we want to keep that distinction, but it just looks bad on TV. Like, I'm watching it on TV, and it looks like there's fucking 20,000 people in the stand.
But granted, who's watching this game?
Only you and me and no one else.
Yeah, and, like, you know, U of A fans. Like, yeah. Who's going to, like, someone in Washington's going to be like, oh, I really want to watch U of A versus
also,
Grambling
another fucking
State.
Thing, this game, I'm watching this game, and it's, like, fucking 1:30 in the morning by the time this game ends. Who is staying up this late to watch this game? Why are we starting this game so fucking late? Good God almighty.
Dude, that's when we could get airtime.
Jesus, fuck, man. It's so late. Could barely stay awake. The offense was so anemic. God.
You wonder why there's an East Coast bias, because
no one's staying up that late to watch us. It's like, no one wants to watch this game to begin with. And then, on top of that, it's like watching all those porns on Stars, or, you know, that stuff that comes on at, like, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
Not that I've never watched that at all, by the way. I saw it in a hotel room. Stuff's great. All right. Moving on. Our cornerbacks and our linebackers, Dylan.
Oh, my God.
They're just... I said not capable. They're just not good. Dylan.
Yep.
Like, Devontae Neal...
He's so bad. Like, he tries really hard, but he's like...
He's so bad.
Just gets beat a lot.
He's so...
Way too much.
Like, just... When was the last time we had a good corner? Was it, what's his name? The guy who actually won an award. Like, the only defensive player to win. Yeah. That was the last time we had a capable cornerback, I feel.
Yeah.
Prove me wrong.
We had, like, Trevon Wade for 1 year. Like, he was, like, you know, yeah. Had a bunch of picks and then kept getting burned after that. And we have, like, you know, some defensive backs in the NFL, but it's like, we always have the Shaquille Richardson, Jonathan McKnight combination that seemed to be there for 6 years. It's, and they got burned.
It's like they get burned every time. Like, we're dropping back. We're only rushing three people. We're dropping back, like, eight. And they still, the Grambling State is, like, they threw three picks, granted, but those are just bad throws. Like,
yeah, and those were on the second half.
Yeah,
first half,
like,
were,
oh my God, they were picking us apart, and we're not even rushing anyone.
I think the best play or the worst play in the Arizona fans' mind, in my mind, was the 3rd and 29, where they dropped it off like for like a 3 yard out, and the guy got a first down. The guy got a first down. Like, no one wanted to tackle. We're allergic to tackling.
No.
And they were just
Rich
like,
Rod
here
referred
you go.
To our tackling as gross. That was the adjective he
gross.
Used because it is gross. One of our best linebackers is Jake Matthews.
Yep.
I played baseball with Jake Matthews. The guy got drafted like in the 20th round to play baseball and decided to walk on at the U of A. That's our best linebacker. We can't get... He was, like, what, a 2-star recruit? Like, we can't get any better linebackers? Like, no offense, Jake, but, like, you're a badass. But, like,
yeah.
He's a baseball player.
Yeah. No,
it's like, jeez, man.
Like, we just... I don't know if it's our coverage. Like, our coverage just seems to be so soft. Like, we give up just, like...
Definition of soft.
Like, it's just, like, you know, it feels like if a team wants to get 6 yards on every throw... They could. Like, it feels
yeah.
like there's just, like, I don't know if we're running zone or man. I can't tell because we're not really covering anything.
Speaking of soft, I wrote this down later. Cody Ippolito, fat Scooby Wright, question mark?
He does look, kind of does look
right?
fat Scooby Wright.
Right? I know he's fit. I know he could beat yep. me up with one hand tied behind his back, but he just reminds me of a fat Scooby Wright.
I kind of like him just because...
I love him. He got a...
Yeah.
I know by the letter of the law he should have gotten ejected for the targeting, but I just refuse yeah. to believe that he yeah. actually meant it. Like, there's no way. Like,
Personally, my favorite thing about him is he's got a little bald spot like
he
me.
Is bald. That's he's right. He's got the little the sunroof.
Yep, the sunroof.
Sunroof.
Me and him rocking the sunroof. So I'm like,
so,
whenever I see someone like that, I'm just like, I feel you, man.
I feel you, man. I feel you. So shout out.
Shout out, Cody.
Shout out.
I know how you feel.
All right, so now we're going to talk about Dawkins. So, so Dawkins is like a deer in the headlights, all right?
Yeah.
So get the ball, and he would look like try like he would try and throw, and then he would just rush and panic, and then he'd just take off running.
Yeah,
just like a deer.
Yards. Like 2 yards.
Like, he's an athlete, but he throws the ball like Jared Weaver does. Like, he just doesn't have a natural throwing motion. Like, he yanks his head when he throws. Like, it's like he can't get enough, like oomph on the ball. Like, am I wrong?
Like
the way he throws, and just he just seemed like always in a rush and just panicking every time he had to throw the ball. Like, he felt just comfortable taking off running.
Yeah, no. In the first half, I don't remember a throw he made.
Like,
in the first half, I just remember him. That my image of him is just in the pocket and then rushing out.
He's
like scrambling out to the left and just gained like a 4 yard gain.
I'm just gonna run.
Yeah, he just scrambled, and I'm just like. Well, D-backs lost.
No.
Won. D-backs won.
No,
sorry.
Get out of town.
Yep, they won.
Side note, Angels almost got a no-hit today. So that was great. Just had to throw a baseball in. And Anu Solomon cannot come back any sooner. I know we give Solomon a bunch of shit, but...
Did you saw him during the game, though, with that huge-ass knee brace?
So you think he's out for, like... A few more weeks?
I don't know. That knee brace looked huge.
It looked pretty... He looked pretty gimpy.
Yeah, like...
Like, I don't know if it was just the knee brace hindering his, like, range of motion, but, like, he looked, like, kind of done for a little bit.
Yeah. And I totally agree. Like, I know everyone was clamoring for Brandon Dawkins. My dad was a leading force behind that. Just kept texting me, like, 4 times throughout the week. Just would be like... I really hope Anu doesn't play this week.
It's like, there's a reason Anu won out the job. Like, there's a reason that we always go back to Anu, because because he's just better.
Yeah.
Like, what we have, like, he can actually throw the ball.
Yeah.
And he's not as fast on a straight line. Like, that Dawkins touchdown was impressive,
where he
ran it from, I think it was like 30 yards out. It was kind of a broken play, and he found the end zone. That was great, but like, he's not going to be able to get away with that against better defenses in the Pac-12.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
It's just not going to fly. Like, you're going to be able to throw the ball and throw the ball downfield, and he just can't.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if he can throw the ball, like, if he can complete a 30-yard pass. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't. Well, like, I don't know if it was game plan or nerves. Like, you know, I'm not going to beat up the guy.
No.
Too
yeah.
much. Like, you know, he got the win, which. It's big, because we need all the wins we can get if we want to get to a bowl game this year.
Amen,
but,
brother.
But, like, the first half looked really bad, stepped it up in the second half, but I feel like, in the end, I feel like it was more, it just felt like Grambling State gave us the win. Like, they
absolutely
picks.
Gave us
like,
the
it's
win.
Like,
if it weren't for the 6 turnovers in the second half, like, we would have lost that game.
Yeah,
they handed us the game. We barely won by 10. They had 6 fucking turnovers.
No, I was like, I'll take it, but... You know, during the game, here's a side note. I think it was right before halftime. When we were down 14-3, I was just like, all right, you know, that's manageable. But when they just carved us, like, you know, on that
like
last
Thanksgiving
drive.
Turkey, baby.
Carved us like a Thanksgiving turkey on that last drive. Where we were just like, you know, wide open guy over the middle. Like, and then there was that freaking touchdown where the guy... like, went across the middle, was wide open in the middle of our zone, and the very next play, he ran the same route, was wide open again, the guy missed him, and then he found another guy who was wide open. The guy ran a post across, like, the front of the end zone, was wide open, missed him the first time, second time, he ran the same exact route, and was wide open again. The safeties were just like, nope, they won't run that again. I don't know what that was. That was
bad.
But
it's
I think that was the second touchdown. But the last drive when they scored, you know, when they got in, the guy, like, you know, lunged and crossed the goal line. Like, I was just like, I wanted to be like, uh-oh.
I texted you. I called it, right?
Yeah.
I called a loss because I'm negative and I shouldn't do that. But there's just nothing that I saw. Like, if they didn't give us the game...
We had,
like,
3 points.
Like, there's no way we would have won that game. Like, if it weren't for 6
points.
Turnovers, we had... You're right, 3 fucking points in the first half. Like, unbelievable.
We've had 3 points in the first half in 2 games.
It's just, I saw nothing that just, the offense, the defense. Like, I wrote this down. Why can't we hike the ball, Dylan?
Oh,
why can't we fucking hike the ball. This happened last year.
Yeah.
And the year before, I feel. We just can't hike the ball. What's going on?
I feel like in that case, you know, last year, Carter Wood was the starter, and then he, like, broke his foot or something, had a foot injury, and was out for the year. And this year, Zach Camila was going to be the starter.
R.I.P.
And then he passed. So, like, I feel like it's, you know, a little bit of bad luck. But at the same
yeah,
point,
I guess,
you should have another center who can hike the ball.
Just hike the ball. Just be a competent hiker.
Yeah.
Like, we feel like we overshoot our quarterbacks, like,
two
times a game.
Yeah. And
it's like, you take that for granted, but, like, that's this little stuff that you need to pay attention to be, like, an upper echelon team. Like, it's the little details, and we just cannot do that.
Yeah, especially with this team. Speaking of the offensive line, had a rough game.
Rough is an understatement.
Like, I'm like, you know, Grambling State, you know, they were really good last year in their division, whatever, you know, whatever division that is.
They're not even an FBS team, right? What are the divisions? Like, if
I thought they were
if
an
we're
FBS
Division
team.
One, they're Division Two. I thought
they were Division One though.
Did they move
up? Lower level. I can look it up. I'm not totally sure, but they're good for their league.
Well, what league? What league is that?
I don't know. You're putting me on the spot. Maybe I should have done a little bit more research.
Might be,
but like,
my bad.
They're a good team for, you know, their style, like their competition.
I looked up Grambling State. I didn't know where it was. Middle of nowhere in LSU, like in the northern part of not LSU, of Louisiana.
They're Division One.
Division One, baby. Like, look up where they are. Like,
they are in the Southern Southwestern Athletic Conference.
Southern Southwestern or just
Southwestern? Southwestern.
Or just Southwestern.
Did I say Southern Western?
I think you said Southern Southwestern. And I was like, ooh, that's really south.
So, yeah, they are, you know, I think it's a lot of the historically black colleges.
Middle of nowhere.
But, like you know, they have good players for the SWAC.
Yeah, yeah.
Just look
it up on map.
Okay.
Crazy.
I'm watching the game. And I'm just like, okay, these guys are all, I don't know, their defensive linemen, like, did they go D1? Maybe they had offers, but, you know, maybe they didn't, and they should be there. So I was just like, shouldn't we be blocking these guys? Like, at least, you know, put like getting a push, like, you know, not having, like, free rushers, like, blowing up the play. Like, I feel like I gave them too much credit against BYU, but they're just allowing so many, like, they're just not blocking. They're like,
it's their job.
And
that's their one job.
They seem to be missing blocks, like, you know, free rushers, or like they literally just can't hold blocks. And I'm just like, what is going on?
Like, but that's just how I feel.
And then the defensive line isn't much better.
Got
two walk-ons.
No,
I'm just like, so, you know, I'm really excited for. We have a few. Good offensive lineman, like, recruits. Like, we had a really good guard, Cody Creason, I think is his name.
And that sounds right.
We got another, really high guard. So, like, you know, hopefully we can shore up the offensive line. Maybe, is his name Keenan Walker? Is that the offensive tackle? The guy got arrested in Scottsdale at a bar or something? Well, he
swag.
He was, like, a top 40 recruit, and he's from Arizona, so hopefully he can play, and that would be nice to, like, you know, have a really solid O-line. But, you know, speaking of solid O-line, Gerard De Beer? Yeah. Great name.
Oh, 10 name.
I don't know if he is very good.
No, but, I mean, based off that name, like, he's definitely got room for improvement. Like, the sky's the limit with a name like that.
He actually, I found out something, a fun fact, actually.
Oh, a fun fact.
Yeah,
tell.
So you've heard the expression, curiosity killed the cat, right?
I have.
There's a second part to that.
Get out of town.
But satisfaction brought it back. That's the full.
Have I never heard, did I never know that before? I feel like I've never heard that, the second part. You've opened a whole new world.
De Beer knew it.
What do you mean he knew it? He, like, finished the whole quote?
No, he was just like, yeah, you, I think he was, like, talking about how cynical Americans are, and he was just like, yeah, you guys don't finish the idiom? Is that an idiom?
Yeah, it is an idiom.
So, but Satisfaction brought it back, so.
Wow. Who was he telling this to?
I don't know, I think he was getting interviewed or something.
He was getting interviewed?
Yep.
Wow, I didn't know he was interview worthy. I mean, with quotes like that, he should be. My God.
Yep.
Love to see that.
Grambling State is closest to Ruston, Louisiana, and Arcadia, Louisiana.
Like there has got to be a 100-mile radius, 200-mile radius. Like, the Shreveport is the closest city, and Shreveport is barely considered a city.
Yep.
It has a bowl game, and that's it.
It's in the upper boot. If we consider Louisiana a boot, which...
It is where you put your feet in, and
yeah,
no one is anywhere near that smell, because it is just barren. Yeah. Barren.
And I'm looking at... I don't even know. What state is above it? Arkansas? Little Rock, yeah. So there's no state, like, cities close to in Arkansas. El Dorado, Arkansas is pretty close, but... That population is probably 12. Oh, yeah.
You're just not going to find a lot to do near Grambling State. We would not recommend it as a travel destination.
Maybe this is why they're good. All they got is football.
All they got is football. All Louisiana has is football. Like, that state shuts down on Saturdays.
Yeah.
Like, that's all they got to look forward to. It's like they tailgate for like 4 days.
Yeah.
Like, what else are they going to do down there?
Exactly.
So, sorry for shitting on Louisiana, anyone from Louisiana, I've never been, but my sister spent a summer in New Orleans, but other than that, I'm...
Yeah, but yeah, no, I... yeah, so, you know, I think the best thing that happened to us in that game was when their starting quarterback, like, cramped up real hard.
With him in the game?
Yeah.
Versus him out of the game? Like, night and day, like, if he would have stayed...
Yeah, I don't know if we would have won if... Kincaid would have stayed in.
Because Cherry came in 200 yards, 3 picks.
Yeah, he had that. What he had the first drive when to go up by to get that 21st point, the third touchdown.
Yeah,
and then in the second half he just seemed to unravel. And Devontae Kincaid, like, you know, you never want to root for an injury, but, like, you know, that saved
us. That was
us.
A blessing. That but was a, like, blessing.
You know.
So, let's see what else I have. All right, so I think the most important thing that I got out of this game was I feel like we don't rely enough on Nick Wilson. Because, like, Nick Wilson is a thoroughbred.
Yeah.
Like, that man is a stallion.
He needs to
and
eat.
I feel like we wouldn't give him the ball in, like, short yard situations where it just clearly made sense to give it to the man and let him go to work. It's like, God damn it.
Oh, I forgot about how many times we got stuffed going for it on third down or fourth down.
Yes.
It was like 3 times, and I'm just like, fourth and one, fourth and two, fourth and one, and I'm just like, all right, here we go. 2 runs with Nick Wilson, stuffed offensive line, literally let everyone through, like the entire D-line, which is in the backfield.
Is that why we're not running with him more? Is just because their offensive line is just not good enough? Or, like, why is it that... I mean, he got 24 carries, but still, I feel like there's so many more opportunities that we could have went to him. Like, that guy is a talent. Like,
no,
he's definitely... I think he's the best player on our team, offensively. Like, probably on the whole team. Like, talent-wise, like, what do you think?
Like, I feel like we could, you know, we could run this read option. Is that what it is?
Do we not do that?
I think I'm actually, like, you know,
I haven't actually seen it that much.
I would assume we do, right? Like,
we must,
because with Brandon Dawkins is like
that guy's no threat to throw.
I feel like I did not see that.
Or maybe
that was, I don't know what was going on in the game. I'll look for it more next game.
Hawaii.
But yeah, we'll get to that.
I just feel like that guy is such a talent. Like, we just didn't lean on him enough. We leaned too much on Dawkins, and we should have leaned on Wilson.
Yeah. If I could, like, you know, build a perfect team, I wish we just had, like, a beast offensive line, and we just, like, literally just ran it every
just
single down. Like,
dead
just like,
Nick Wilson. Like, just like, you know what? You're going to carry the ball 50 times tonight.
Yeah.
Just,
like, when we had Kadeem Carey, and he was just like, everyone knew he was getting 40
Kadeem
carries
Carey,
every single week. Like,
what a badass. Also, just was phenomenal when he was on my fantasy football team. The Kadeem Carries, that was the best name I've ever had by far.
Yep.
So, God, where is he still in the league? He is, right?
I'm pretty sure he's still on the Bears. Let's see.
Is he getting...
Uh-oh.
Let's see. Because now that Matt Forte's gone, is he getting any of the carries?
Oh, here we go.
News, stats, videos?
He had
Look
one
at that
attempt
smile.
For 4 yards.
Oh, man, what a game.
Well...
Look at that smile. Man, that is just charismatic right there. Well,
so he's still a backup.
Hey, still getting paid. Got to get that paper.
He just needs to get that second contract. That's where all the money's made.
Amen. Got to last that long.
Yep.
That's all we need from Kadeem.
Come on, Kadeem.
Stay
you
strong.
You got it.
All right. So I guess I'll leave with this. I have some other little things I wrote down. Like the kickoff kicker. Edgar Gastelum, the dude is huge.
Yeah, he is.
The dude is 255.
Yeah.
I looked it up. I was like, wait, that guy's a linebacker. Wait a second. No, he's kicking the ball. Like, that guy is a beast.
Yeah.
Like, he could have switched out with Cody Appolito. Like, the guy is 255 and a kicker.
Yeah. No,
how many times have you seen that besides, like, the Penn State kicker?
Wisconsin has a really fat kicker.
Really?
Too. Yeah.
Yes.
And Penn State does.
I love it. Yeah.
You say Penn State?
Yeah, Penn State does. Yeah.
He was the guy that blew up the guy on the kickoff, right? Like, dude,
like,
unloaded
shit
on him. Like, you know, usually when you get, like, during kickoff, you're like, oh, okay, like, I got to buy the kicker. Our kicker might just be like, I'm
like, they're letting him release. He's going all the way downfield. Yeah, like, it's like, that guy better lit someone up.
He is huge. I saw
he's
it too.
Big.
Like, I was just like, oh, that's not, like.
Could it be?
Yeah, like, he literally, I maybe he can't kick the ball straight, so that's why he's our field goal kicker. But he probably has, like, he probably kicked it through the stadium, like, into the stands.
Shout out to Edgar Gastelum. That guy, you're my idol. Yeah. One last thing, the broadcaster on Pac-12 Network, his name is Guy, and so it throws me off whenever they're like, hey, Guy, like, what do you think about this? And I'm like, Guy who? Like, what do you mean? Which guy? The guy's name is Guy. So that just rattled me.
I kind of don't like it when people are named Guy.
I don't know how I feel about it. It's like, what's up, Guy? Like, I say that to just anyone.
Yeah.
And, like, now I feel like... I'm saying, like, if I said that to you, like, it's like, to them, it's probably like, I'm saying, like, hey, what's up, Andrew? Just a guy whose name is, like, Brandon, I don't know.
Like, I feel like it's, like, comparable to be named, like, dude. Like, dude.
Dude, like, hey, dude, like, who would name a dude?
Like, what's the, like, which, what, like, what parents is like, you know what?
Yeah.
I want to name my kid Guy.
Is that just lazy, or is it like, or did they put a lot of effort into it? It's like, did he come out and he's like, oh shit, like we didn't come with a name, like we got everything else besides a name, like Guy, this guy, that guy, he's gonna be the baby guy.
Yeah.
Like, is that what happens? I don't know. I want to go through the mindset of a parent who has a kid named Guy.
Think of, okay, like he's a grown man,
grown ass man,
but picture him as like a kid, Guy. You're calling like a 6-year-old, 3-year-old. Guy, that's weird.
Guy,
like that's weird. That's just
how many like toddlers you call Guy?
Exactly.
You're like, hey, bud.
Like,
hey, pal.
Hey, Guy.
Hey,
like as
Guy.
Like, you know, you're like playing with like a toy with him. Like, you know, he's like, you know, still crawling around, and you're like, hey, Guy.
Hey,
Guy.
That just rolls off the tongue weird. I don't.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan. Not a fan. So Pac-12 Network, get rid of him. Like,
yeah. I hope he doesn't call.
I'm sure he's fine. The worst. Broadcasters are the basketball. I feel like I hate the guys on Pac-12 Network who announce basketball game. I just put on the guy in Tucson.
The guy.
Not that guy.
Brian Jeffries.
Brian Jeffries.
The voice of the Cats.
God, I love Brian Jeffries.
Yeah,
God, that
he's
guy's
great. He's great.
If Rich Rod leaves, I know everyone's going to like be like, oh, get rid of Rich Rod, you know. We suck. We look like shit. We're stuck at 8-5. Like, if he leaves, we are screwed, man.
Yeah.
Like, we are actually screwed. Like, who is going to come? Like, he's actually, like, a big time coach. Like, not the best big time coach, but he's still like a big coach. Like, if he loses, who are we going to get to come here? Like, honestly, are we going to get Cat Foot, like, head coach to come here? Like, who are we going to get?
Mike Stoops part two.
Oh, God.
Dude,
I feel like he could be, obviously he could be better, but, like, if he leaves, like, who else? Like, who else is going to come here? Like, who else? If not Rich Rod, who?
Lifetime contract to Rich Rodriguez.
Oh, on the table right now.
Yeah, like, just give it to him.
Like, the man has won us, what, 3 or 4 bowl games?
Yeah, I think he's been to a bowl game every year.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't trade that for the world. Like, how much better are we going to get? Like, what big recruits are we going to get here for football?
Yeah.
Like, so stay, Rich Rod. Don't listen to the haters.
Yeah, you got two believers here.
Don't, even though we're the biggest haters out there.
Hey, I still love Rich Rod.
I still love Rich Rod. I feel like he's too angry, though. Like, on the sidelines, I feel like he's too tense. Like, he needs, like a personal massager just to follow him around. He needs an original back number 2.0.
Yeah, he does.
Like, guy on call, like no matter what during the game. Just walking along the sideline, just massaging the knots out of his back. Because he's too tight. He's too uptight.
I feel like...
He needs to take it easy.
I feel like if there were a poll, maybe not a poll... Like a study done into the two most intense coaches, like basketball and football. I feel like Arizona would win. We have some intense coaches.
He touched the ball. 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 He touched the ball.
He just swam through his shirts like none other. Like, it's just like,
he's sweating more than the players.
Yeah. Oh, Sean. Love you, Sean.
God, I cannot wait for basketball season. Yeah. Goodness gracious. All right, I'm done with my list. Still, I'm done. Five wins. Done with the list. I can't wait to make another list on Hawaii. God, we're going to...
Yeah,
if we...
Like, I'm kind of nervous.
Nervous?
The line against Grambling State was like 40-something points.
It was 40?
Yeah, the line was like over 40, and we won by 10. Like,
I looked up the power rankings that they have on ESPN for like each division, and I think we were like 10th, and I like... agreed with them. I thought we may have been lower than 10. Like, the only two schools... Let's see if I still have it. The only two schools ahead of us,
Oregon State.
Oregon State.
And Colorado.
Yep. Those are the only two schools that we're better than. And I believe them.
I feel like Colorado... And we play both of them. Like, we need those two wins.
Blessed. Like, blessed with those wins. Like, we need those wins
if we don't lose
badly.
If we lose those games, like, it's going to be a train wreck.
My God. Just light the team. Dumpster fire. Just...
If we lose those two games, we might...
Don't say it.
We might go over in the back.
Oh my God.
Right? Those two games should be guarantees.
Like, they need to be guarantees because they're after that brutal 4-game stretch that we go through.
Yeah.
Whew. Rough. So, rough. Rich Rod says gross. I'm just saying rough. Just buckle up, Cats fans. It's going to be... It's gonna be a bumpy ride.
It's gonna be a nasty ride.
Well, you got anything else still on Arizona football? I'm all Arizona football out of my list.
Like, you know, I'm scared to watch the game this weekend. Scared and hopeful at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll get some more second half Brandon Dawkins.
I think we're starting off slowly, and then I think we're starting to get tight. Like, we're used to scoring, we get real tight, you know, when we don't score, like, early. Like, because last year, I feel like we would score, you know, in the first quarter, like, you know, at least once or maybe even twice. Like, we have a prolific offense, and then we'd kind of loosen up, be like, all right, we're going to score. Like, we, you know, we're confident in our offense. But, like, we get to these horrible starts in the first half, and we're just tight buttholes.
Yep. Like, and this game, defense did not show up. Like, against BYU, it played well.
Mm-hmm.
This game. It was not good.
It was not good. I know, like, it looks like our turnover margin is good, but, like, those were gifts. Like, those interceptions, like, I guess, like, one was good, but, like, they were just gifts. Like, I just feel like we're not a team that forces enough turnovers, even though we got 6. Like, am I wrong, like, in saying that with a Scooby Wright less team, like, Scooby Wright, Scooby Wright-less team. Like, we're not forcing enough turnovers.
Yeah, we're definitely not getting much pressure on the quarterback, and we're not forcing him to bad throws. And our, you know, secondary is soft.
So oh, like my God. They're soft not, like, Charmin. Good God.
Like, I kind of hope that they just start jumping routes. Like, you know, it can't get worse. Like, you know, they're going to get beat, so why not get, like, you know, maybe one play back. Get a pick six or something. Like, pull.
Well said, Dill.
Like,
well
just
said.
Do something. Do something. But, yeah, no, I feel like we're just too tentative. Like, our D-line's weak. We can't get pressure there. And when we send extra guys, like, our secondary can't hold up long enough for our, like, pressure to get there. Like, it's just, you know, I think it's going to be a tough year.
Have we said one good thing about the Cats in this segment?
I feel like
we've shit on every single aspect of the team, except their kicking game.
Kicking solid.
Because Edgar Gastelum is my new favorite player on that team.
I like our kicker punter. He's good.
Who's that?
I don't know his name, but he's good.
Well, there you go. That's
he's
one
same guy.
One
kicker,
that's one
punter.
Positive thing. That's enough.
Yeah, he punts well.
He punts well.
Yeah, he's got some nice rugby, you know, just like the little the.
Did you see that video of that little rugby player?
Yeah, and he was just like,
oh my God,
that was like a sensational. Like,
he was just throwing these little white kids like on the ground like they were nothing.
He was just like palming heads and just throwing them down.
He was bigger than everyone and also faster than everyone. Like,
yeah, he didn't look that fast.
He was a one-man wrecking ball, like, literally. Like, kids were falling down. I was like worried that they were going to be concussed. Like, he was cracking skulls out there.
Yeah. And then he had the jets, like...
Do you see that one time where he, like, jumped in the air and, like, put on the moves?
Yeah, he was like...
Oh, he was like... Oh. Just magnificent. If you haven't
Rich
seen
Rod.
The video, just sign him up.
Give that kid
Should
an offer.
Him? Should we send him that video? Be like, yo, Rich Rod, take a look at this guy.
Yeah, like...
Just, I mean, I don't
8 years old.
He's probably in New Zealand, isn't he? Or is he on the States?
I don't know.
Like, who plays rugby? Like that looked like an AYSO league, but for rugby.
Yeah, I've never seen
it. Is that like a New Zealand thing? Is
I
that
don't
what
know.
New Zealanders do? Is that what Kiwis do?
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, no, that was a great video. That was such a great video.
Great video.
It's awesome. Like, and he, like, everyone else looked white, and he was like this, like,
not just white, like, just like translucent. They were like shining white.
And then he was like, you know, kind of looked
rotund.
Like he had like some Pacific Islander in
oh,
him or
he's
something.
He definitely had some like Tongan. He was.
You
looked like a New
that,
Zealander.
You could tell that he's gonna have one of those like legs that
he's
like his thigh is
legs,
yeah. It's gonna be a tree trunk.
Just thick legs. Like, just good looking legs. Good looking athlete.
Yep.
Wow. We need to get that guy on the Cats football team. That guy would anchor the defense.
We need to get him on
anchor
the podcast.
The offense. Anchor everything.
We need to get him on the podcast.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is this information out there? Should we reach out to him?
Yeah, we'll reach out.
Okay, yeah,
we'll
reach out.
We'll get our secretary.
Yeah, we'll get our interns on it. Right.
Yep.
So, what else do you want to talk about, Dill? You want to talk about the Cardinals?
Yep, Cardinals.
So, I only watched the second half of that game. And so, this was... I want to say it was probably the biggest game, the most watched game of week one, a great week one of NFL football.
Yep,
my God,
yep.
There's so many games within like one score, like, you know, 3 points. There's the Raiders win. There's the Chargers just total demise. The Chiefs, I can't believe they came back. I turned that game off.
Yeah.
And then this Cardinals game, Cardinals lose on a missed field goal.
Yeah.
You could blame it on a bad snap, but I think that kicker,
the Catman just
the
didn't
Catman
deliver.
Just if that's Gostkowski in
that's
that situation,
money in the bank.
That is it literally splits the upright perfectly. Like,
Gostkowski is the best kicker.
That's why I paid for him so much in my fantasy league. Like, you he's just automatic.
Yeah. And they score so much that he's like, you know.
And this game just cemented my overall just hatred of the Pats, because deep down they're just a better franchise than everyone else.
Yeah, it's just like
it's just nonstop with them.
Like, Tom, like, Brady gets shafted.
Tom Brady is
gets
is,
double jeopardy. Like, you know,
I know, literally double jeopardy.
He's cleared, and they're like, you know what, actually,
you know what? No,
you're not cleared.
You're not.
You're suspended again. Like, it's just some shiesty,
you know,
shady
stuff. Like, like, Goodell's just like,
like, Goodell's suspect.
Oh my, the most suspect. Like, his suspensions are just don't make any sense.
So, you know, I feel like I was kind of, you know, I wanted the Cards to win. You know, I'm from,
of course,
from
I wanted
Arizona,
the Cards
but
to win.
I was kind of like, hey, yeah, stick it. Like, here you go. Like, give him the middle finger
like,
to the
like
to
they
Goodell.
Switched. Gronk was out.
Yeah, Gronk
Brady
was
out.
Yeah,
and they just went on business as usual. Come like, into Arizona game one in a hostile environment against a favorite, like one of the top five teams in the NFL, and they put on a performance like that. Like, God, I hate them. Why are they so good, Dylan?
Like, I don't...
Like, and this Cardinals team, like, I don't want to panic. I think we're going to go out against the Bucks next week, and we're going to pull our pants down and take a fat number two right on their chest because we're going to be pissed that we lost our home opener. And this is home again.
Yeah.
So I'm not too worried about the Cardinals, but these Patriots, man. God.
I'm a little bit worried.
You are? About what?
I just feel like Carson Palmer never comes to play in the big games.
You know who always comes to play? Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
That man
is animal.
Always there.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
He is, like, on that last drive, it's like, oh, Larry Fitzgerald, catch, like, big catch, third down. Like, that guy is always open.
Yep.
He is just Hall of Famer. Just
no doubt.
No doubt. Just plays big.
Yep.
And I guess you're right. Like, who else on this team can play big? Like, it can play up to Larry Fitzgerald level. Like, I don't think Carson Palmer can. He's good.
I just haven't seen it from him. Like,
he's good, but
yeah.
Like,
do you want him? Do you feel comfortable with like 2 minutes left in the Super Bowl? You're down four. You need a touchdown. You're starting at your own 20. 80 yards, like, are you like, here we go, like, here comes a W?
I'm not here we go. I'm like, yes.
Like,
I'm like, let's do it. Like, here we go. I'm not like, and I'm not like, oh, shit. I'm just like, let's, I'm like,
Yeah. Like, you know, if I have Aaron Rodgers and, like, I have the ball and, like,
that man will throw a Hail Mary from the 10-yard line on the other side of the field and it'll somehow get caught. That guy just, that play he had against, who were they playing?
The Lions.
Like, yeah, basically, guy draped over his shoulder and was just, no, not the Lions. The Lions beat the,
Oh, we're talking this week.
Well, this week, yeah.
Oh,
not the Hail Mary against
played,
the Lions.
They played the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, the Jaguars, that's right. He's, guy just, like, was literally piggyback riding on
him.
And he's just like, oh, touchdown.
But, like, you know, I feel like there's a handful of quarterbacks, like, Peyton Manning. Actually, I don't know if Peyton Manning was in that group. Like,
wait,
regular
in his
season.
Prime?
Yeah, like regular season. But he always choked in the postseason.
Yeah, he did. He kind of sucked.
Like, but like Tom Brady? Yeah, I want
Duh.
That guy.
Well, Tom Brady is basically saying like Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like I would almost say Jimmy Garoppolo right now, like, could almost, is not on par with Brady in terms of, like, my confidence in them, like, driving down the field. Obviously, because Tom Brady's a Hall of Famer and is, you know, top three quarterback of all time, possibly number one, and Garoppolo's nowhere near that. But, like, Belichick's system just never ceases to fail, it seems like. I feel like I'm sucking Patriots' dick too much right now.
Okay, another interesting, aspect of the Patriots that, like, my friend Josh brought up is that they have a lot of white receivers. Like,
they love the white receiver. like Hogan?
Like
Edelman? Amendola?
They're good, though.
Where do they come from?
I feel like it's kind of like a little bit of money ball. Like, they're undervaluing the white receiver. And the Patriots are like, all right,
they're
we'll
like,
take
fine.
The white receiver.
How many other teams have a white receiver?
Like, more than... They have three.
Three. They have three. Name another team that has one.
Like, I feel like, you know, maybe not starting. Eric Decker's one, but
you could argue Danny Woodhead is like a running back slash kind of slot guy.
But like, of the starters in the league, like, there's not very many starting white receivers, and they started two and played three throughout the game.
And were effective?
Yeah, and they were good. They're good receivers. Hogan caught a touchdown.
He
Edelman,
did. Well, wide open, my God.
Like Edelman's just...
Williams was just nowhere near him.
Yeah, Edelman's just like... How can you cover that guy? Like, watching him, I'm just like, sorry, defender. Like, one-on-one, I would not want to guard
Another thing that I saw, like, Patrick Peterson is, like, is a lockdown cornerback, but like his tackling, he had a lot of missed tackles that were just glaring. Like I feel like they only threw the ball to like his side of the field. No, he's not just on one side of the field like Josh Norman. He moves around, right? I'm not actually sure about that. I can't confirm, but like they only threw to him like, three times, but like he missed like I feel like two or three tackles, just big tackles.
Yeah, give up big plays.
Like, okay, now you made me a little worried about this Cards team.
No, I like you know Patriots are a great team.
Yeah, it's like two great teams.
But it would have been nice to start off with that win.
It would have felt good. I think it would have.
I think it would give them a lot of confidence.
Absolutely. I agree. So, yeah, great week. Great week one in NFL, except for the Cards, but the Cards will live.
Yep.
But really exciting. And yet, I still feel like the NFL is in 15 years will cease to be the NFL that we see it as today.
Like, we'll see.
I just feel with all the concussion stuff going on, like, they're going to have to change the game. People are gonna do something. There's just too much head injuries. I don't know. I think that it's doomed in the long run.
We'll see.
We'll see. We will see. You want to talk about baseball?
Sure, let's talk some baseball.
Our sport? I'm schwitzing right now. I'm going to turn the fan on right now.
Okay.
We're recording this in my room. I guess in my apartment? Or is it just a room in a house? It's just a room in a house, so I guess it's not an apartment. But yeah, it's a... Nope, that's the light. Get there, Neil! Get there!
Hey, yes. Hey, Matt O'Mori says hi.
Matt O'Mori, yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Working at Reigns. He's working at Reigns.
Oh, shout out Matt O'Mori. He's working at Reigns.
Uh-huh. He's one of the monitors.
Oh, nice.
Like your boy.
I'll shout out to him. I'll shout out Matt O'Mori. Yep. I'll text him, too. But...
Yeah, baseball. Baseball's fun.
So now we're talking about baseball. All the teams that we're invested in are not going to make the playoffs.
Hey, I'm rooting for a race to the bottom. I want the Phillies to lose out.
I want the Angels to lose out.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have... Let's look at the bottom standings.
I think the Angels are one game... I think they have the ninth worst record.
I think we're clinging on to that ninth spot. We need a guaranteed first round.
Yeah.
Like, or protected with that by being in the bottom 10. Yeah. Top 10, in my opinion.
Yeah, top 10.
People
say bottom 10, I say top
10.
At this point, it's just like, season's over.
season's canceled. Cancel it.
Yep.
So,
Yeah, Phillies are garbage.
I'm looking overall right now.
They I was watching the Phillies game today, up 3-2. What was it? Top 9. Our closer came in, walked first guy, gave a double to the second guy, third guy, 3-run home run. Now it's like, all right, we're down 2.
Why can't I click overall? I'm trying to click overall, and it's throwing me in air right
just
now.
It's on the fritz.
Anyway, so
yeah, I think we have like 63.
Phillies are no, we're below you right now.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Oh yeah, okay.
Well, I think Phillies are 10.
Yeah, you guys are 10. We're 9. The D-backs.
I think they're like 5.
5. Oh yeah. Oof. They're tied right now with San Diego in the cellar, 21 games back from the Dodgers.
They'll probably you know trade that first round pick for a mediocre guy. Yeah.
I'm looking at the guys that used to be on the Diamondbacks, like Dansby Swanson.
I don't think they won a trade in like years.
When's the last time they won a trade?
Like
Randy Johnson?
Like think about it.
Or was he a free agent?
No, yeah, they got him in free agency.
Like I cannot like Dave Stewart. Like that guy terrible. Is a moron. Like I can't. Who is running that franchise?
Tony La Russa and him.
But they're like he is not a GM. Like he cannot. Like he knows how to coach. He can't. Like coaching and running an organization are two different things. And they
like just scanning the major leagues. I'll be like, oh, looking at Adam Eaton. I'm like,
Adam Eaton. He's having a great year.
Yeah, he could be on the Diamondbacks.
Oh, looking at Ender Inciarte. Hit worth a lick, but he's one of the best defensive right fielders out there. He's valuable.
Yeah,
Look at Dansby Swanson out there.
I know, I'm just like, Dansby Swanson was like the nail in the coffin.
I think they traded
Touki Toussaint, their number one pick from a few years ago, for essentially a salary dump with Bronson Arroyo, and I'm just like, you're going to give up a number one prospect who's like, he's probably like 19, 20 years old, and he's like a left-handed, and he like throws like 95 plus, and you're just like...
You're going to dump him?
He might not pan out, but he might.
What you're getting with Bronson Arroyo, aren't you going to take a chance with this
guy?
Yeah.
Like, oh, D-backer.
The franchise is in a... what's a worse franchise in the MLB than the D-backs?
Angels.
In terms of management, I would argue that we've turned the corner. But that's only because I'm in the front office. That's a very biased opinion.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I'm saying we're turning a corner only because I want to keep my job.
On-field product and, like, minor leagues, like...
By far the worst.
Like, the worst team.
The worst, or maybe the second worst farm system. We don't have any talent in the major leagues, clearly.
Yeah, literally, it's just Mike Trout. Like,
it literally is. Don't make me depressed, though. As a fan,
you know, I've dealt with a lot of mediocrity from the Phillies. You know, a bunch of old players aging and not well, not like a fine wine. We're talking like, you know, in the wall, and then they're going down the cliff. Sorry, Ryan Howard.
He got us that ring.
But yeah, he did get us that ring. You know, I love Ryan Howard. Like,
oh no, yeah,
I could talk about Ryan Howard for a long time. But
Ryan Howard only podcast.
Yeah,
one of these days
I could
get after
it
hard. I don't think anyone would listen to that.
I would, but you know,
you'd have to. You'd be doing it.
But we traded away, you know, Cole Hamels after what our last contending year was 2011. And then we kind of contended in 2012, so we had, like, 3 years of absolute, like, you know, just middling, just kind of sucking. And I feel like that's what the Angels are going to go through now. Like, they're just going to have to go through 3 years.
Oh, yeah,
years.
I think it's going to be, like, 3 years of
their,
just regrouping, and then...
Their Myers, like, they'll get a really good number one pick, like a top 10 pick. But that guy, you know, unless they draft a college guy, you won't see him for 3 to 4 years.
We have some guys in the minors right now that I'm excited about. Like, our first-round pick this year, Matt Theiss, crushed it in, you know, rookie ball, who doesn't, and then moved up to A-ball and, you know, did well. We have another young guy, Jeremiah Jones, who's good, but it's going to be years.
Like, ETA, like, years. 2020, like, so crazy.
And by that time, Mike Trout will be up for, I think that's when his contract runs out.
2020.
That's probably also when Josh Hamilton's contract expired. Albert Pujols probably has about 10 or 15 more years after 2020.
Yep.
CJ Wilson probably another five years after that. So
they have so many like crazy contracts.
Oh my god! Like, don't get me started. Like what are we thinking? Like, what were we thinking?
Like, here we go, Albert Pujols. Here's like a 12-year contract.
Go
and,
out there, yeah.
And we're gonna backload it, so we're paying him the most money in the last year when he's making like $35 million,
and
he's gonna be like 42.
He's gonna be like a negative two win player. Like, the guy is, this guy's gonna be like Jared Weaver all over again.
Yeah.
Well, on that positive note, should we look at some good teams?
Yeah, let's look at some good teams.
Phillies are a good team. They're on the way up.
Yeah, yep. They called up a few of their top prospects this week.
I wonder has Mickey Moniak done well? I haven't even checked in on him. Or has he even played this year?
I think he was in rookie ball.
But he only played like probably like 15 games. They're probably just going to work with him like the whole summer and
get him into
like rookie ball, and then probably get him into like maybe high A by next season.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got him to look forward to. That guy should be good.
Yeah, he was hitting really well in the rookie ball.
Yeah,
and we have
in
our number one
AZL,
pick,
Arizona League.
Yeah, and the number one pick from last year, Cornelius Randolph, he's down there too. He was in well.
I don't understand how they have rookie ball in Arizona, and they play those games in the middle of the day. Like, it's like, oh, congrats, you got drafted. Go play in 110 degree heat. with 10 people in the stands.
Welcome to big leagues.
Welcome to the big leagues. Here's a check for $1,000 for the whole summer.
Yeah.
Literally, you think I'm joking. Like, that's pretty much what it is. It's absurd.
Hey, but Mickey Moniak.
It's highway robbery.
He's got some cheddar in the bank.
I wonder what's the signing bonus? Probably a hefty sum.
Yeah, I think they signed him for like $5 million. He was under slot.
So he'll make it.
Yeah, he's fine. But, you know, but we have a really good like farm system. We're a top 5 farm system. We're going to start like recruiting. We're going to start graduating a lot of our top talent.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
Brian Howard's will be off the books.
Yep, Brian Howard's last season.
You'll get some bad contracts kind of off the books.
Yeah, in 2017, we have one contract like on the books. So we literally have we'll have so much money to spend.
Yeah.
You heard it here first. Bryce Harper is coming to Philadelphia.
Calling it.
Yeah.
Calling it. No way he goes to Philadelphia.
He's coming to Philadelphia.
No way.
We got the money.
We
got the money.
Like what else? Like what else do you guys have to offer?
Money. That's all that needs to be offered.
Why would he? Wait. How's the left field porch down there? Or sorry, right field porch.
It's short, man.
But is it as short as the Yankees?
Okay.
He is destined to be a Yankee. That right field porch in New York is what, 250 feet away from home plate?
Yeah, I guess that's more.
He could hit a fly ball off the end of the bat with 20-mile-an-hour wind blowing in, and that ball clears the yard by solid 50
feet. Yeah.
It is tiny.
Okay.
It's a matchbox.
Maybe the Yankees will offer
more. Never give up hope, but why would he go in division? He would never go in division.
If we offer more money,
they would like. You got to play the Nats at Nationals Park like what, like 2 or 3 times a year. Like,
yeah.
Why would he sign up for that?
Because we offer him $500 million.
I guess, yeah. Yeah, I mean, if the money's on the table,
yeah, like
gotta get that paper. Keep getting them checks, baby.
If the Angels were to make Mike Trout available,
mm-hmm.
big if, I think that he would make a perfect fit in Philadelphia.
Really?
From New Jersey, huge Eagles fan, probably a huge Phillies fan when he was younger.
I would have to guess.
That'd be a coming home for him.
It would be.
And I feel like he's like a blue-collar guy. I feel like Philadelphia would love that.
I mean, like, with a neck like his, he's got no neck. He would fit right in.
Like a yeoman. Like a yeoman's work. Like, you know, like, oh, I just got out of my 10-hour shift at the steel mill. Like, kind of.
I'm going to go play baseball.
Yeah. I just feel like he's, like, got the Philly persona.
So who would you trade? Who would you give?
Everyone.
Give the Angels for
everyone.
You give them the farm system.
Everyone,
we will give you one farm system.
Yeah, you can have our farm system.
How is your farm system?
How many
top 100 prospects do you have?
Well, we graduated a few. I think we had 5 or 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like, I think 3 are in the majors now.
I just feel like we would need some established all-stars and then prospects.
Yep.
We need at least, I wouldn't be whole farm, so we need like some guaranteed guys.
Yeah, like,
and then we need some guys who has the potential to be guys.
Yep.
We're not talking about guy on the Pac-12 network. We're talking about guys, like baseball guys.
Phillies don't have any.
Got no guys.
Any all-stars on right now.
I'm looking at their run differential.
Oh, it's bad. It's so bad.
I'm looking it up.
The worst. We've scored the least amount of runs in the majors by like 30, 40 runs.
You guys
runs.
Have a 153 negative run differential for the worst run differential in the league.
Okay.
Barely edging out the Atlanta Braves, which have a negative 152.
The Braves have scored like 50 more runs than us.
Yeah.
Yes. The Phillies have the worst offense.
They've scored 40 more runs than you have.
Like our pitching staff's like mediocre. Like it's like 14, 15.
The thing is, the Braves have allowed 720 runs.
Yeah, that's
which
is that's tough.
Absurd. The only team who's given up more runs are the D-backs with Shelby fucking Miller on their team. They've given up a whopping 819 runs.
Oh my god!
Like 819 runs. That is 100 runs more than second best.
How many runs did the Phillies have? 500 something?
Phillies have for what?
Like the year. How many runs have they scored?
They've scored 530.
So that means That means the D-backs have given up 300 more runs than they have
scored.
Yeah. Wow. They've
wow.
given up.
These stats are blowing my mind.
That's almost like if the Phillies played twice, if the D-backs were to play the Phillies twice a day for every game of the year, they'd give up the same amount of runs.
Wait, does that math add up? I don't know.
It's close to being doubled.
I had to do some trigonometry today. It was weird. I had to throw some sines and cosines around. I was rattled. I didn't like it. But hey, D-backs, Phillies, 0.1% chance of making the playoffs.
They're
still not mathematically eliminated. The Braves are eliminated. D-backs and Phillies, 0.01% chance.
I think we're like four games
don't
away from
call
being
it
eliminated.
A comeback. Don't do it.
Yeah. So who do you? Wait, hold on. Can we go back to our? I kind of want to go back to our original podcast where we called the favorites for the World Series, because I think I might have nailed it. Because I think I mentioned.
What did we say in our first podcast?
I remember I went Rangers as the AL team. I don't know if I went Cubs. Cubs are looking good. I did Rangers Cardinals.
You did Rangers Cardinals. I don't know what I did.
I remember I went Rangers though, and I like that picks too. I love that pick actually.
Did I go Blue Jays?
Oh, dude, I love the Blue Jays.
We're gonna have to go back and see that. I'm gonna have to go back and re-listen, and then we can see who got it wrong and who got it right. Because I think we're out of time. We're nearing the 100, not 100 minute. Wow, that's an hour. Wow, I'm a dummy. But Dill, next week, I'm gonna have another list. I'm gonna shit all over the cats again.
I'll make a list too.
You better make a list. We need to compare lists and see what we both hate.
Yep.
Because it's probably gonna sync up a lot.
Yep.
Dylan, it was great talking again.
It was. We talked a lot of mediocre baseball there. We didn't get to the good stuff.
We didn't actually talk.
Next week.
We'll talk
playoffs.
Now that we got all of our mediocre baseball talk out of the way, now we can actually talk. Well, and it'll be a week closer to meaningful baseball.
Yeah, yep.
And a week closer to the end
of the draft.
To the draft. Amen, brother. Amen. God. Oof. Need that draft, baby. Right? Calling it, man. Peace out.
See you, fans.
Go Cats. Bear down.